that and love you so much not to leave you there. I thank God he takes you and I from glory to glory, even as by his Spirit. One of the things the Lord is speaking to my heart about is it should be our opinion that Christ has given us dominion. We act upon fact. You know, I was reminded when I was looking at this, there was an old TV show, it was an old black and white show. It was called Dragnet. And he would say, just the facts. And Jesus said, and ye shall know the truth, and it's the truth that shall make us free. So as we delve into God's truth today, there's a measure of freedom that will come to each and every one of our lives. Our text this morning is found in Hebrews chapter 2. Hebrews chapter 2, beginning to read with verse number 1. Therefore, we ought to give the more earnest heed to the things which we have heard, lest at any time we should let them slip. For if the word spoken by angels was steadfast, and every transgression and disobedience received a just recompense of reward, how shall we escape if we neglect so great salvation, which at the first began to be spoken by the Lord and was confirmed unto us by them that heard him? And here's where I want to focus your attention today on verse number 4. God also bearing them witness both with signs and wonders and with diverse miracles and gifts of the Holy Ghost according to his own will. The title of this morning's message is His Will to Fill. And we're going to look at the witness, the wonders, and the works. Let's ask God's blessing upon the preaching and teaching of his word. Father, we're so grateful, Lord, for your word. And we're grateful that you sent this word here to accomplish something in each and every one of our hearts and each and every one of our lives. You sent your word today to edify us, to exhort us, to comfort us, Father God. So, Lord, I pray right now by the Spirit of God, may Carl get out of your way, Father God. Speak to me today. Use me for your glory, for your honor, and for your praise. And when all is said, all glory and honor will be unto you. So we say, Lord, have your way in this atmosphere, and we'll never cease to give you all the glory and praise, for we ask these things in Jesus' precious name. And all God's people said, amen and amen. I was reminded the Apostle Paul said in 2 Corinthians chapter 13, verse 1, he says, in the mouth of two or three witnesses, let everything be established. Amen. And God wants to establish something in our hearts and lives today. So first we want to look at the witness, God also bearing them witness. In Acts 4, verse 33, the Bible says, and with great power gave the apostles witness of the resurrection and of the Lord Jesus, and great grace was upon them all. Jesus had told them when he was at Lazarus' grave, he said, I am the resurrection and the life. He that believeth in me, though he were dead, yet shall he live, and he that believeth in me shall never die. Believest thou this? The Apostle Paul said, if the same Spirit that raised Christ from the dead dwell in you, he shall quicken your mortal body by the Spirit that dwells in you. So this resurrected life comes by revelation. The beloved John writes in 1 John chapter 5, 1 John chapter 5, verse number 7. He says, for there are three that bear record in heaven, the Father, the Word, and the Holy Ghost. And these three are one. In the beginning was the Word was with God, the Word was God, the same was in the beginning with God. All things were made by him, without him was anything made that was made. In him was life, the life was the light of men, the light shined in darkness, and darkness comprehended it not. Verse 14, and the Word became flesh and dwelt among us. We beheld the glory of the only begotten, full of grace and truth. He says in verse number 8, and there are three that bear witness in earth, the Spirit, the water, and the blood, and these three agree in one. If we receive the witness of men, the witness of God is greater. For this is the witness of God, which ye have testified of his Son. Jesus said, you shall know the truth, and the truth is what's making us free. We find that there's power in the resurrection, and there's the revelation. But the Lord wants to refresh something in our hearts and lives today. So if you look with me in Acts chapter 6, and so many times in the body of Christ, there's this feeling that the signs and wonders and miracles were for the apostles. And in Acts chapter 6, we find in verse number 5, we're looking at the witness. The Bible says, and the same pleased the whole multitude, and they chose Stephen, a man full of faith and of the Holy Ghost. Recognize that Stephen wasn't one of the apostles, but Stephen was full of faith, and he was filled with the Spirit of God. His will to fill you and I. In verse number 8 of Acts chapter 6, the Bible says this, and Stephen, full of what? Full of faith and power, did great wonders and miracles among the people. You know, so we're looking first at the witness of what? The signs and wonders. Jesus said, signs and wonders shall follow them that believe. In my name you shall cast out devils, you shall speak with new tongues, you shall take up serpents. If you drink any deadly thing, it will not harm you. You shall lay hands on the sick, and they shall recover. So we're looking at the wonders now in Acts chapter 5, verse number 12. The Word of God says, and by the hands of the apostles were many signs and wonders wrought among the people, and they were all with one accord in Solomon's porch. And of the rest durst no man join himself to them, but the people magnified them. And believers were the more added to the Lord, multitudes, both men and women. And so much that they brought forth the sick into the streets and laid them on beds and couches, that at least the shadow of Peter passing by might overshadow some of them. There came also a multitude out of the cities round about unto Jerusalem, bringing sick folks, and them which were vexed with unclean spirits, and they were healed every one. God wants us to be on the opinion that through the name of Jesus, that we have dominion, that every name named in heaven and earth must bow to the name of Jesus. We have the witness of what we have seen. We have the wonders that are being performed before our very eyes. Look to the one beside you and say, you're a wonder of God. God created you in his image, and you're marvelously and wonderfully made. You know, the Apostle Paul would say in Romans chapter 15, Romans 15, well, Pastor, well, listen to me, church. Faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. Some of you are looking towards some things that you need to overcome. And God wants you to understand that greater is he that is in you than he that is in this world. And you've overcome them by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of your testimony. And your testimony is sure. Jesus Christ, the same yesterday, today, and forever. The Apostle Paul said this in Romans 15, 19. He said, through many signs and wonders by the power of the Spirit of God, so that from Jerusalem round about unto Illyricum, have I fully preached the gospel of Christ. For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. How shall they call upon him in whom they have not believed? How shall they believe in him in whom they have not heard? How shall they hear without a preacher? And how shall they preach except they be sent? As it is written, how beautiful are the feet of him that publishes the gospel of peace and brings glad tidings of good things. We have some good news for a lost and dying world. Jesus is alive. The healer is alive. The Apostle Paul would say in 2 Corinthians chapter 12. 2 Corinthians chapter 12. Verse number 12, he said, truly the signs of an apostle were wrought among you in all patience. Wait a minute. The signs of an apostle were wrought among you in all patience. Stop there. Patience is the wisdom is the substance of things hope for. Faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. Excuse me. Wisdom is the principal thing. Amen. So he says the trial of our faith worketh patience. Patience brings us experience. Experience gives us hope. And hope makes us not ashamed because the love of God is shed abroad in our hearts by the Holy Ghost, which he has given unto us. It's his will to fill. In all signs and wonders and mighty deeds. So what the Lord was saying to me is simply this. We have the witness of the wonders, but there's also the works. You know something? Faith without works is dead being alone. So God in his word is an action God. He's an active God. He's actively moving. Amen. And as we're ministering his word and we're ministering in faith, we're expecting great and mighty things to take place. The wind of the Spirit is blowing. God said this morning that he was speaking a fresh anointing upon you today, a fresh anointing to destroy every yoke that the adversary is trying to place upon you. He's breaking the chains of bondage even right now by the power of God and by the power of his word. He's sending his word to you today to strengthen you and in his power and all of his might. The apostle says in Acts chapter 14, Acts 14, verse number 8. And there sat a certain man at Lystra, impotent in his feet, being a cripple from his mother's womb, who never had walked. The same heard Paul speak, who steadfastly beholding him and perceiving that he had faith to be healed. Look with me. This isn't the apostle Paul's faith that's healing the cripple. It's the impotent man's faith. Because faith is coming by hearing and hearing by the word of God. And as the word is going forth, faith is being increased in the atmosphere. Said with a loud voice, stand upright on thy feet. And he leaped and walked. Amen. Recognize it was the cripple's faith that brought him out of his impotency and gave him strength to his legs that healed him. Amen. You may be sitting in your room today and the adversary may have plagued you with something. And God is entering your room today by faith, increasing your faith to take dominion and authority over that thing that's tried to touch your life. I want you to understand today, COVID-19 has a name. And the word of God declares that every name must bow to the name of Jesus. COVID has a name. So I bind you right now by the power and authority of Jesus' name. And I call you loose from them in the name of Jesus. Arise and shine and give God the glory right now in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. In Acts chapter 19, it was only not only the faith by hearing the word, but we find out where I am. Acts 19, verse number 11. The Bible says, and God wrought special miracles by the hands of Paul, so that from his body were brought unto the sick handkerchiefs or aprons, and the diseases departed from them, and the evil spirits went out of them. Amen. You know, it doesn't mean that we need to be present. I send the word to you today. I speak the word to you today. I declare the word of God to you today. The Apostle Paul posed this question in Galatians chapter 3. And this is the question I pose to you today. Verse number 5. He therefore that ministereth to you the Spirit and worketh miracles among you, doeth he by the works of the law or by the hearing of faith? Because without faith it's impossible to please God. For they that come to God must believe that he is, and he is a rewarder to them that diligently seek him. So in closing today, God speaks this word of wisdom to you. This word of wisdom is found in 1 Corinthians chapter 4. 1 Corinthians 4. Here's what the Lord is saying to us. And the Lord reminded me even this morning when I was praying. God does not share his glory with anyone. The Apostle Paul didn't receive the glory. He placed all glory upon Jesus Christ. And the Word of God says to you and I through 1 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 7. And he reminds you and I today, for who maketh thee to differ from another? And what hast thou that thou didst not receive? Now if thou didst receive it, why dost thou glory as if thou hadst not received it? What is the Lord saying to you and I today, in closing today? He sent his word as a witness, as a testimony to you and I today, that he's the same yesterday, today and forever, that he does not change. He's still the wonder worker. You know, I was reminded of when I was thinking about even the word wonder this morning. I was thinking about an old commercial they had for Wonder Bread. Wonder Bread builds bodies, strong bodies, 12 ways. And God sends his word through the apostolic and through his teachers and instructors to build your body, to strengthen your muscles, your organs, and every organ in your body. Amen. We bind every weapon the enemy has swarmed against your body in Jesus' name. And he says not only the works, but with the works of God, the marvelous works of God being manifested. We're letting our light so shine before men that they may see our good works and give the Father in heaven all the glory, all the honor, and all the praise, because it's all about Jesus. And you might be here today and you may not know Jesus. The Bible says, for whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Will you call upon him today? It's only his name that may set you free. Answer the call he has upon your life. You'll never be disappointed. Bow your heads and let us pray. Father, we're so grateful for your word. We're grateful that you sent your word here to accomplish what you sent it to do and every heart and every life. Father, we thank you for our testimony. We thank you that for what you have done in the past. We've overcome the adversary by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of our testimony. And our testimony is true, that you've done great and mighty wonders amongst us. You've done great and mighty works. So, Father, our prayer today is help us to walk in wisdom, where your word declares wisdom is the principal thing. Therefore, get wisdom with all of our getting, get understanding, because the adversary cannot steal from us what we understand. He can only steal what we're confused about. So as you sent your word to your children today, the faith is increasing in the atmosphere. Healing's being manifested. Deliverance is coming in different levels and different places, Father God. I will never cease to give you all the praise and all the glory, for we ask these things in Jesus' precious name. And all God's people said, amen and amen. Blessings upon you today. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord.